Hello and welcome to the show. This is the Asher Backwards Podcast, a freeform podcast about relevant sports topics. I'm Evan Ash. Today is Thursday, March 23rd, 2017. Follow me on Twitter at Ash Backwards Pod. Email me at evanpodcast15@gmail.com. Like the show's Facebook page. Listen to this podcast on Podomatic.com, the Podomatic app, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, and Google Play Music. And check out the YouTube channel as well. Alrighty, so it is still bracket season. It's now Sweet 16 time, and Saswat Misra is back. Saswat, say hello to everybody.
What's up, guys? It's the Sweet 16. It's finally here. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. So the Sweet 16 starts in about 15, 20 minutes in actual time. So we're just going to talk about it for a little bit and look forward to it. So, Saswat, well, what are your takeaways from the first weekend of the tournament?
Well, I know what everyone's going to say. Everyone's been like, oh, where are all the upsets? You know, this is like one of the first years in like, I don't know, like 6 or 7 years or something like that, where no 15, no 14, and no 13s have advanced to the Sweet 16, you know, and everyone's like, oh, that makes for a terrible first weekend. I mean, the games were still pretty good. We had a lot of good competitive games, so it's definitely not boring. And what makes it even better is that now, the Sweet 16 and Elite 8, we're going to get some good matchups, you know. Like, everyone likes to talk about, like, you know, Florida, Gulf Coast, back in 2013. They were a 15 seed, you know, all the way to Sweet 16. Yes, those games in the first and second round were very entertaining. And everyone was looking forward to, like, a big Florida, Gulf Coast, Florida Sweet 16 matchup. Then Florida just wiped the floor with them. So, I mean, you don't have a whole lot of that now. Yeah, the lowest seed right now is
Xavier 11.
Yeah, an 11. So, I mean, you're going to get some good games this weekend.
Was Xavier underseeded, do you think?
Not really. I think 11 is just about right. They're definitely a tournament team, but they did fade a little bit down in the season. I think they lost, like, 5 in a row or something in February. They didn't really have any good wins, per se. But what kept them in the tournament is they had no bad losses, and that will help you.
Okay. So, like, in Georgia and Tech, for example, we lost to NC State, but we beat North Carolina. Like, you know, where's the consistency?
But also, like, Xavier got put in a really good bracket. They played a struggling my Terps. Yeah, we were struggling down the stretch, and they took advantage of it.
Your Terps that you picked to win the championship.
Yes.
On this show. Scroll down in y'all's podcast feed. You can find that.
My bracket's in there somewhere. You could take a look at that awful monstrosity.
Sheet of integrity, man.
I was not high on FSU either.
I wouldn't feel enough.
FSU losing their first weekend. I mean, NBA players, but, I mean, got to learn how to play as a team, and Xavier was able to take advantage of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't feeling Florida State at all.
Yeah.
Like,
and, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I knew they I felt they would beat Florida Gulf Coast, but Florida State and Xavier and Maryland, it's like, ew. You know,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about
yeah.
that.
And going back to Maryland real quick, crazy way to end the season. I mean, we started out 20-2. That was, like, really great. And, you know, when we were 20-2, we had a home game against Purdue. And late in that game, with, like, 10 minutes to go or something, we took a 12-point lead. And at that point, like, I'm like, holy crap. I got to take this team very seriously. This team is something very special. And then it all fell apart. We ended up losing that game. We blew the lead. And then subsequent losses to teams like Penn State, Minnesota, Iowa. And then the Big Ten tournament losing the first round. And some of the problems that we had back in December came to plague us again. Like not able to weak any zone that an opponent threw out against us, Maryland struggled. And a lot of that, yes, we're not able to hit outside shots. But, I mean, that's what happens when the team relies on the outside shots so much that when you get when you go cold, what are you going to do? You have to play a different way when you're going cold from the outside. You have to be able to score in the inside, have some post players that can score, or drive to the rim. And Maryland just couldn't take advantage of that, and teams ate them alive. And other things, like we got no production from our centers, from our power forwards, and we're kind of just forced to have Melo bail us out every time. Even he couldn't do it, so...
Melo did take over some games when he had to.
He did. Like, the Northwestern game, he was amazing. The Wisconsin game, where he was the only one that showed up, really, he was amazing. But, I mean, when you have to rely on him on a game-to-game basis, I mean, that's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a team sport, so, like...
Yeah, exactly.
If one guy is doing all of it, it's probably not going to work out too well.
So we'll see what happens. You know, next season, we'll see. I mean, the big question is, will Melo Triple be back in college, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
My gut says no, but if you asked me that question, like, a couple months ago, I would say definitely no.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm only saying probably not.
Okay.
I think that, you know, I haven't seen his name in, like, mock draft boards, and, I mean...
Probably because he's not on.
Yeah, he's not on him. And maybe it might be better for him to come back, you know, try to make another one with this team. I mean, all the our freshmen played well, given the circumstances. And they'll be better, you know, so that'll definitely help. Michael Shukowski will be healthy. We got Bruno Fernando coming in to replace Devontae Dodd, who's supposed to be a better offensive player. Daryl Morcell is going to bring this team some toughness. So if Melo Triple comes back this year, Terps got to be the preseason number one in the Big Ten, at least. And that team could probably get to a Sweet 16, maybe even an Elite Eight.
Oh yeah, I think.
But that's a big if.
I mean,
I wonder if Melo comes back or not.
I don't even know about that because I feel like Maryland's team. Like, if Melo leaves, I feel like Maryland will still have a pretty good team, even without him.
Yeah, I think Maryland at that point would probably be... It's going to depend on the development of Anthony Cowan, Justin Jackson, and Kevin Herter. Kevin Herter played very well late into the season. If he can continue that and make strides in the offseason, then... I could see this Maryland team getting into the tournament. Anthony Cowan will be the full-time point guard leading that team. And if Maryland can stay healthy, even without Melo Triple, they probably can make the tournament, but it wouldn't surprise me if they missed it.
Oh, okay. How about Georgia Tech basketball? We're going to the semifinals of the NIT at Madison Square Garden.
Congratulations.
Yes. So I would... Wish I could say I had watched more of their games. I've been watching they keep putting the games on at the same time as the World Baseball Classic, which I was really into. Team USA WBC champs, by the way. So that was nice.
Good for
the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, I haven't really looked too much at the NIT bracket.
I know we've
been paying attention to, like, the Big Ten teams, like Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa. But,
yeah,
your Yellow Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
What a great job Josh Pastner has done.
ACC Coach of the Year. Now, was Brian Gregory that terrible? Right? Like, he can't have been that terrible. I mean, he was bad.
Yeah, he was pretty bad. But the thing is, what I'm really impressed with was that last year, Charles Mitchell, the guy who transferred from Maryland, was your best player. Charles Mitchell, and then he graduated. You guys were left with nothing. What's his name? John Rothstein, one of the so-called experts of college basketball, predicted that you would not win one ACC game.
I don't blame him for predicting that either.
Yeah, and you guys flirted around with the NCAA tournament most of the year, So, kudos to the Yellow Jackets.
Oh yeah, we went 8-10 in conference.
Yeah, and you guys are playing well. The NIT and get good in New York City with a chance to win.
Oh yeah, I mean there's hardware on the line in there. There's some type of trophy.
Yeah. And I mean considering where Georgia Tech has been, like you guys haven't danced since
2010.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, considering where you guys have been the last 7 years, an NIT championship, you know, this would probably be a success.
I mean, an NIT invite is pretty much a success. Just I remember, because I was a student in 2010, and like, remember, well, the previous year I was at a game, and that's when Derek Favors announced he was coming to Georgia Tech, and we were jumping all around and stuff for some kid that I had never even heard of. So then when he came to Georgia Tech, he was the real deal. He could, at the college level, he was the real deal. I saw him on a shuttle bus one time. He had to bend over to stand up inside the bus.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, Derek Favors was legit.
Real nice guy, too.
He almost beat us in college work.
Oh, that.
During that year that we had Gravis Vasquez.
Oh, that stupid game. We don't need to remember
that
game.
I love to bring it up every time on the show.
Oh, jeez. That stupid game. Didn't we beat Maryland in the ACC tournament later that year?
You guys did beat us in the ACC tournament. You guys got your revenge.
And then I remember my senior year of college, because our arena had just gotten remodeled. And I think this was Maryland's last year in the ACC. Maybe they had one more year after that.
We had a couple more years, yeah.
So we were Georgia Tech's hosting Maryland. And
oh, I remember this game.
Yes, that was beautiful. It was beautiful. Maryland was terrible that night.
So mad after that game.
And I was standing in the front row, center court. It was right there.
That's how empty it was.
No, it was, well.
Yeah, that was Turgeon's first year.
It was, I mean, our arena's so little. It was, we had a pretty good crowd. But our arena is so small. I think it seats like 8,000, maybe 8,300. Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah. It's smaller than
Cameron
Indoor.
Wow. Well, I mean, for those like small arenas, they can get a lot of noise in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Get, like my freshman year when Georgia Tech beat fourth-ranked Wake Forest, Iman Shumpert with a shot right at the buzzer to give us the win.
Yeah, that place was probably loud.
Oh, yeah, we ran on the floor and jumped around like crazy people. And,
nice.
You know, that's what you do in college.
Yep. Oh, yeah, definitely.
So,
all right, so
kind of,
what do you say we get to this bracket?
Oh, yeah, yeah, let's... Well, I mean, what... I don't know, I want to toot my own horn a little bit.
okay, go.
I picked the Midwest region exactly right to this point. Like, I've gotten all of the games right. Yeah. So,
nice.
I had Michigan State. I had Creighton. Never mind. But, yeah, stupid Creighton. I think they got rolled in that game, too. But where I'm going to pat myself on the back the most is Michigan beating Louisville. I just kind of felt that. Just Louisville wasn't playing all that great. Michigan was on a hot streak. I'll pick Michigan.
Yeah, I predicted the same upset. I'm glad I did. Michigan, I saw them live twice. What they did to Illinois in the Big Ten tournament was they absolutely wrecked Illinois, who's fighting for their tournament lives. And then the next game, Purdue, they were fighting with the one seed that entire game. I mean, they were down in that game too. And it looked like in the final seconds, Michigan was going to lose. But then some crazy plays, and the game goes to overtime. And they pull off the upset. After that, it was just
Michigan was just on a roll.
Momentum. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, what about your favorite team, Duke, losing?
that
I mean,
was awesome.
That game wasn't even close. Like, so the game was in Greenville, South Carolina, because of it was supposed to have been in Charlotte or Greensboro or somewhere. Yeah, because of that crazy loss. So they moved it to Greenville, South Carolina. So the previous game that night in that gym was North Carolina playing Arkansas. So North Carolina wins, and so
barely won.
Yeah, they squeak
Mike
by.
Mike Yates is an awful coach.
Oh well, I mean, isn't Roy Williams in the Hall of Fame already?
Yeah, but I mean, there goes some bad offensive execution by Arkansas, and there was some questionable calls late in that game too.
I mean, I wasn't watching all that closely. I was doing something else.
Yeah.
But anyway,
like
the Carolina fans stuck around to watch Duke play. So
yeah.
The Carolina fans were rooting for South Carolina. Keep in mind, this game was in South Carolina. So I think Columbia, South Carolina, somebody said it's like an hour and a half away from Greenville. There were South Carolina fans there. Yeah. So
yeah. I mean,
a true road game for Duke. Like their first one.
Yeah, think about this, Evan. South Carolina shot 71% from the floor in the second half.
Oh, my God.
71. That's unconscious right there.
I can't even shoot 71% from directly under the basket. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, what South Carolina was able to do, I mean, that was prolific shooting going on there. And, I mean, if you're going to beat anyone if you shoot 71%.
Oh, yeah.
And glad that it was against Duke. Always glad to see them lose.
Yeah, ruined my bracket.
It kind of saved me because I'm in a lot of pools and...
saved you? How did it save you? You're definitely in very last place, Lars.
Well, it kind of... I still have a chance, but mostly because a lot of people do to go to the Final Four.
I have them in the title game. Yeah,
and they're out, so...
They're getting hyped as the best team and all that stuff, and they're gone.
But it didn't help that Wisconsin upset Villanova. If you remember in the last podcast, I was seriously considering picking Wisconsin, but then I'm like, you know what, let's just go with the one seed. Should have went with the Badgers, but...
Yeah, I mean, if I had to pick a one seed that wasn't going to make the second weekend, it definitely would have been Gonzaga, not Villanova.
And Northwestern gave them they were down in the first half, but they cut it late in that game.
Yeah, Northwestern gave them a good game. Northwestern in the first ever tournament appearance.
Yep.
So, apparently, the stat that amused me that was going around was Northwestern was the only team that was undefeated in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I think they still have the highest win percentage.
Really? That 1-1?
I saw that somewhere on Twitter. I don't know. I kind of don't believe it.
I don't believe that either. Because, like, it's a playoff, so, like, if you win a game, you get to play another game. But if you lose a game, you don't get to play anymore.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. But, I mean, hats off to Northwestern.
Oh, yeah.
Best season.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Good for them.
I mean, they're returning almost everybody. The only two guys that are leaving are Taphorn and Sanjay Lumpkin. They're going to be really good next year. McIntosh will be a senior point guard. Sidney Lindsey's coming back. Vic Law. They could be a top four seed in the Big Ten tournament next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good for Northwestern. And
good
for South Carolina as well. This is their first Sweet 16 appearance ever.
Yeah. Great job. Great coaching job by Frank Martin. Frank Ford used to be Kansas State coach. Very angry guy.
Apparently, he's just a cuddly teddy bear off the field or off the court.
That's what I hear. I mean, there's a funny YouTube video of him where him and his wife are building a Christmas tree, an outdoor Christmas tree, or something like that.
Okay.
And it's like very nice, like talking and stuff, like talking about him and whatever. And he's like, "Wow, this is a very nice guy." And then they cut to like. Excerpts of him in practice, and he's like shouting, he's cursing, he's like, if I get into practice, if I come into the game and I score 1 point, you better believe that I'm gonna work in practice. And just some other just things that I probably can't repeat on this podcast.
Yes, family show.
It's hilarious. Yes.
Oh goodness. Okay.
But yeah, great coaching job by Frank Martin.
Oh yeah.
Granted, they did shoot 71% from the field, so, but still, like, it was a good job, especially against Duke, who had, like, several five-star recruits. People were saying this is one of the most talented teams ever assembled, and they lost in the second.
And they're out of their tournament.
Yeah.
You're sitting and watching, like, a...
Yep. And it's awesome.
Yeah, that is beautiful. Even if my bracket's ruined. Let's see. South Carolina has Baylor next.
Yep.
So I guess, I mean, that's all the stuff I really wanted to cover as far as what has happened already.
Yeah.
So let's go with what we think is going to happen. So our original brackets from last week are still governing, I guess. But this show I want to go over, if we were to get a mulligan, just a redo with the Sweet 16, I want to know who we would pick going forward. So how many Sweet 16s did you pick correctly? I think I got 12.
Let's see. I got to pull up my bracket.
Yeah, so now you're pulling it up. Let's see. I had Villanova there out. So I had correctly Florida. That's the only one from the East. Gonzaga and Arizona. Kansas, Purdue, Oregon, Michigan, and North Carolina, Butler, UCLA, Kentucky.
All right, let's see. So I have Florida.
Okay.
I have Gonzaga.
Mm-hmm.
I have West Virginia.
Ooh, okay.
I have Arizona.
Nice. So that's four.
I have Purdue.
Five.
I have Michigan.
Six.
I have North Carolina.
North Carolina. Right. Seven.
I have Butler.
Eight.
UCLA.
Nine.
And Kentucky.
Ten. Okay. Yeah, I mean, one thing with this type of thing, right, if you pick all 63 games, if you get 32 of them right, you had a good showing. You don't nobody really knows. I mean, if you can't possibly have had Duke losing to South Carolina.
It's
you can't possibly have thought that would happen.
So someone at my work ran the numbers on what it takes to get a perfect bracket. They tried to do it on Excel, and the Excel file apparently crashed because the number that came out was too large for Excel to handle.
Oh, yeah.
That just gives you an idea of how hard it is to get a perfect bracket.
Oh, yeah. I think it's like 9 quadrillion or something.
Something like that.
I mean, like I learned the limits of Excel when I was in college. We had to do a bunch of lab reports, and one of our data inputs that the TAs emailed to us had like tens of thousands of pieces of data. And so then we had like 5 or 6 runs of the test. And so I got this error saying, you can only have so many data points.
Yeah.
It's like 32,000.
Gotta use Python when doing that stuff.
Yeah. So
anyway, let's get back to basketball.
Oh, okay. I mean, you know, it just kind of derailed the train a lot.
Yeah.
So,
I hear ya.
So yeah, let's start in the East region. Sass, what I'm gonna have you go first. So,
all
right. Wisconsin and Florida. Who do you have?
I have the Wisconsin Badgers.
Okay.
Yep. They got the experience. Bronson Koenig and Nigel Hayes, they played in the Final Four before. They played in a national championship game before. They both had success on their respective teams, on those respective teams. And they're playing very well right now. They're pretty confident after beating a good Villanova team. Florida's good too, but I feel like this particular Florida team, are a little bit – they're overachieving a little bit. They've been a little bit up and down this year, kind of mostly up, but they have had their downs, and I think Wisconsin's a good team to take advantage of that.
Okay. Baylor, South Carolina.
I'm picking Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina had a really great game against Duke, but, I mean, are they going to shoot 71% again?
Probably not.
Really? Are they going to shoot 71% again in a half? No. They'll fuck, they'll claw, but I don't see anyone on South Carolina's team being able to stop Motley of Baylor.
Okay. Gonzaga, West Virginia. Now we're in the West region.
I got West Virginia pulling the upset here. I think that West Virginia defense is very stifling. They handled a very good Notre Dame team. Matt Farrell and Vastoria couldn't get anything going for Notre Dame, mostly because of the West Virginia press. And I think the same's going to happen once they play Gonzaga. Gonzaga and let's say the Mountaineers, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Xavier, Arizona. Now, does it help you feel better? Because Xavier beat Maryland. Would it help you, like, I don't know, deal with it? If Xavier goes on a run, would that validate Maryland's, help validate Maryland's loss to them?
Maybe if they beat Arizona. But
okay.
Everyone is talking about Xavier playing very well, which they did. They played very well. FSU was terrible.
Didn't they score like, wasn't that game like 90 to 60 something?
Something like that. And the thing is, Maryland played very good defense against Travion Blewett in the first half. And Blewett got hot in the second half. If they held Blewett in check and Maryland wins that game, I think Maryland, even in their current state, would have beaten FSU and we would have gone back to a Sweet 16.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so too. I think Florida State was not all that great. But who do you have in this game?
The Arizona Wildcats. I think that Arizona, they're playing at a very high level right now. I do not think Xavier can continue this run. You know, Sweet 16, good for Xavier, but Arizona's the real deal.
Okay. I guess we'll just keep on going around the horn here. Kansas and Purdue.
Man, this might be the best game.
I believe you had Kansas going out before this.
I did. I had them losing to Michigan State.
Tom Izzo in March, not too much.
Dumb pick by me. Dumb pick by
That's
me.
Your boy, Tom Izzo in March. You pick him every year.
I should have known, though, because I said it last week. Maybe I exaggerate a little bit by saying that with the exception of Bridges and Ward, you basically have Rutgers when it's Michigan State. But, I mean,
that's saying a
lot. That's a big insult, especially for a Tom Izzo team. But
for any team in college sports.
Okay, yeah, probably. Well, this year's Mizzou team was pretty bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they got a new coach, and they'll probably be good. They might get the number one recruit in the country next year.
Really?
Anyway, back to this game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Kansas, they have some really good players on that team. Frank Mason, probably the best point guard in the country. I'll say it. He's the best point guard in the country. Even better than Lonzo Ball, I think. He's playing at a very high level, and they got a lot of great supporting players. Mikhailuk can shoot the ball very well. Josh Jackson, what an athlete. Landon Lucas, I was very impressed with his defense, especially on those big guys from Michigan State, like Bridges and Ward. He was able to play some really good defense. And Purdue is going to be good. Caleb Swanton will not let Purdue lose this game. But I have a feeling that this is going to come down to coaching, and I trust Bill Self more than I do Matt Painter, so I'm going to Kansas.
Okay. Oregon and Michigan. They should both wear the bright colored jerseys just to blind everybody.
I'm going with the Michigan Wolverines.
Michigan.
Why not? Yeah, everyone's been like Team of Destiny. Let's see if this continues. I mean, their guards are playing at an elite level, and I don't know if you watched that Michigan-Louisville game last week, but Mo Wagner came alive. That is one tough dude right there, and I think Michigan out-toughs Oregon. And also, like, everyone talks about the guards of Michigan. I was just mentioning about them. How about DJ Wilson? Like, DJ Wilson was like, he was like an afterthought the first couple months of the season. and now he's really come alive, and people are having, like, if he continues this, he could play his way into the NBA lottery.
Okay.
Yeah, I Michigan.
Thank you. Michigan keeps rolling on.
Yep.
North Carolina and Butler.
I'm going with the Tar Heels. ACC
incredibly
player
talented.
Justin Jackson. They struggled against Arkansas, but Roy Williams is a good coach. I think he'll have his team ready against Butler. But Butler will give him a tough game. I think it'll be close, but ultimately North Carolina just pulls away in like the final minutes.
Yeah, yeah. UCLA, Kentucky. This game should be a Final Four game. It has a lot of juice to it. But,
a lot of star power.
When is this game? Is it today or tomorrow?
I believe it is tomorrow.
March 24th. Yeah, tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay.
I agree with that. This should be a Final Four game. That Wichita State Kentucky round of 32 game should have been a Sweet 16 or an Elite 8 game. Wichita State got severely underseeded.
What is the deal with the committee? Do they know what they're doing? I get the sense that they're completely clueless.
I'll say this. This has been one of the best brackets in years.
Can't they just rank the teams 1-64 or 1-68 and then go? Does that make too much sense to do that?
I
mean, that would be so easy.
This is what happens when you have, like, athletic directors and all that.
I mean, the athletic director just wears big suits and collects checks.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly think it should be, no matter what you have, there's going to be bias. Even if you have a computer picking the bracket, there's always going to be criticism. I think it's best to just pick, like, have, like, a panel of, like, a diverse group of sports writers and have them make the bracket.
I mean, what is the process for ranking the top 25 every week? Just expand that to 68.
Yeah, it's basically reporters voting on the 8 people.
Right. So apparently they have a bunch of rules. So teams from the same conference can't play each other and stuff. But...
Well, like that I would like to see also. Like, you don't want to see like what Michigan and Michigan State playing in like the first weekend or something. Like, you guys.
Why not? That sounds like a good game.
I think you should spread it out a little bit. But the thing is, like, see the teams proper is what, and don't factor things like, you know, location. Well, location for the good teams, but like, you know.
Location for the good teams. So this, what location for the good teams? They're gonna play the. They'll just have North Carolina Duke just playing Raleigh, right?
Well, if you are a one seed. Deserve to play close now. That should be a reward for being a one seed.
Mm-hmm.
You should play close now.
How come Orlando was in the West region this year? That was odd.
There's a lot of improvements they can make, but with the exception of like Wisconsin, Dayton, and Wichita State, I think the committee actually did an okay job.
So like the four cities in the West region are Salt Lake City, Buffalo, Orlando, and Salt Lake City again.
Yeah, it's weird. I think they...
That makes sense.
All East, West, South, and Midwest, they're just names.
Yeah.
Don't mean anything. They're just names. You could call it apple, orange, banana, and pineapple.
You sound like Larry Culpepper from that commercial when he was talking about the college football playoff and he was eating his lunch. And like he just... arranges all the foods on the table, so there's sandwich steak and banana tech, and so, yeah.
Wow.
Just do it like that. Exactly.
Yeah.
I love those commercials.
Yeah.
Nice. So anyway, UCLA and Kentucky tomorrow night.
I have UCLA. His dad might be very, very annoying.
Oh my god.
Lonzo Ball is a baller. Like, he is good.
But his father is not, so his father needs to shut up.
Yes, I agree with that.
Just please go away.
Yeah.
Like, could we take up a collection and get his $1 billion as long as he promises never to say another word? Just go away.
Yeah.
like a GoFundMe or something. Just shut up, please.
There are a lot of people I wish I could say a lot to that.
We can start up a lot of collections.
That would be a podcast in itself. Talking about all the people that we just wish would just go away and don't be heard of. But anyway, but Lonzo Ball is very good. And they got other good guys in the team. T.J. Lee, Bryce Offer, great shooter. Kentucky, Monk is playing at a high level. Great defense. He played some good defense against Wichita State in the final couple of minutes, but I think UCLA just keeps on rolling and beats Kentucky.
Okay. Let's swing it back around then. Who goes to the Final Four from the East region? Wisconsin and Baylor.
Let's go Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Here's the thing. Everyone was talking about how bad the Big Ten is. How good the ACC is. Granted, yes, the ACC just got one team into the Sweet 16. But, I mean, it's still a good conference. I'm not going to take, one weekend out of a tournament and use that to judge an entire conference rather than, 4 or 5 months of play. But with the Big Ten, I mean, getting, three teams into the Sweet 16, it says a lot about just, how battle-tested the Big Ten is. I've said this before that even though the Big Ten is not top-heavy, they don't have any, one, two, or three seeds. It's still a tough conference from top to bottom. You have to come play on every given night. The coaches of the Big Ten are some of the best, and if you can get through that week, you'd have a good chance to win in the NCAA tournament. Teams like Wisconsin have done that, and I think that experience will continue on as they defeat Baylor and go to the Final Four.
I think Big Ten basketball gets greatly overshadowed by Big Ten football, right? And that's not the situation in the ACC. But
it does. Because you only have maybe four, maybe five basketball schools out of 14 in the Big Ten. Only
mm-hmm.
Maryland, Indiana, Purdue, Illinois, and maybe Michigan State are legitimate basketball schools, and the rest are all football schools. Meanwhile,
well, what
the
is
ACC
record?
It's kind of the other way around.
Yeah, the ACC.
Football school.
Oh, okay.
Birthplace of college football, bro.
I mean, what was that, in 1870 something?
They were 11-1 here, back not too long ago. I think 2006 or 2007. They were 11-1 in football.
Oh, yeah, I remember they were really good because I was watching Maryland went up there one time and. Some guy named Ray Rice was just running the ball all over the place.
Yeah.
Against Baylor.
Yeah. I know Ray Rice.
Fantasy football champion with Ray Rice in 2011.
Yeah.
And Ray Rice is featured on a Super Bowl championship poster behind me. But then it just went way downhill real fast.
Yeah, his career.
Yeah, so that wasn't good. But, let's see. West Virginia, Arizona.
I have Arizona. Arizona, they're the complete package. They got everything, and I think Shreer is going to step up for Arizona and win the game against West Virginia.
Okay, Kansas.
And Dexter Miles probably going to run
Dexter.
This down again. Yeah, Dexter Miles. So, just an interesting story on West Virginia while we're here.
Okay.
Back in 2015, they made the Sweet 16, and they were going to play undefeated Kentucky. And Dexter Miles, I think he was a freshman or a sophomore in West Virginia. He ran his mouth saying we're gonna beat Kentucky. They're gonna lose. And then Kentucky obliterates West Virginia.
Ooh.
And then Dexter Miles is somewhere after the game hiding in the toilet because he's too scared to talk to the reporters.
Hiding in the toilet. He's that scared.
Yes.
Okay.
Because he ran his mouth the previous game against Maryland, saying that Nola Trimble's overrated and thinks about Des Wells. He was mad because Mark Church never recruited him.
No. Well, I mean, if you're going to run your mouth like that, you need to back it up.
He did back it up against Maryland, I will say that. He had a decent game. But then against Kentucky, he got way too cocky.
Yeah. Or and if you don't back it up, be like, hey, we lost, or you know, you have to tip your cap to a team, and
yeah.
You know, don't hide. What are you doing hiding? That's definitely not the right decision.
Well, I'll say this: if that was 2 years ago, people grow, especially in the college games. We'll see what happens. I just wanted to point that out because that was a hilarious story.
I remember. I think there was a Yankees-Mets game. So it was the bottom of the ninth, bases loaded. And the Mets are up by one. Then the Yankees are the home team. So the Yankees are batting, and somebody pops the ball up to the second baseman. So since it was two outs, all the runners are going. And the Mets, the guy catches this ball, they win. But he drops it. And two runs come in to score, and the Mets lose on a walk-off. And I just remember the second baseman, he was standing right up there talking to reporters, you know, after the game. And, you know, sometimes you just gotta take it like that. You can't hide. I do believe Yankee Stadium, they built the Yankees clubhouse so players could escape and go home without talking to the media, without having to walk past them. There's like a back exit.
Gotta take it, gotta be like a man.
Yeah.
Regardless of the sport.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Kansas and Michigan over in the Midwest.
I think Michigan's
Michigan.
Ends here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got Kansas.
Okie dokie.
Yep. I just think that eventually the lack of size is going to creep up to Michigan, and Kansas is going to be the team to take advantage of that.
No, not a Kemba Walker-style run. Just, you know, they win all their conference tournament games and all the NCAA tournament games. Just
well, here's the thing, though. Like, guys like Kemba Walker, you know, on that team, they also had some really other good players, too. You know, they had Jeremy Lamb on that team. They had Alex Oriaki on that team. That UConn team in 2014. Yeah, Shabazz Napier was good. They also had Ryan Cochran. They had Peter Gaffney. They had good players. I mean, not to say that Michigan doesn't have any good players. I can, but like DJ Wilson, as great as he's been, I mean, he is an undersized player. Can he go against the likes of like a Josh Jackson, a Landon Lucas? We'll see. I mean, they could pull the upset. I mean, Wilson played great defense against Caleb Swanigan and Isaac Hoss. Those are two big guys. But Kansas, I think they're rolling right now. I gotta pick Kansas to get to the Final Four.
All right. And then the last Final Four, or the last Elite Eight matchup to go, the Final Four, UCLA and North Carolina.
North Carolina. Yes.
Giving
yes.
The ACC some love. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're good. I mean, this is one of the best ACC in years, and North Carolina was the one that won it. I mean, they're battle-tested, they're ready to go, and, you know, they're angry. They're angry about last year. They want to try to get back.
Oh, all right. So, Sasquatch, your Final Four, after we re-picked the bracket, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas, and North Carolina.
Right.
All right, so who goes to the title game, Wisconsin or Arizona?
I think Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them play at all.
Well, they're very good. I mean, West Coast teams, that'll do it. Pac-12 after dark.
Mm-hmm. Way after dark.
Yeah. Arizona, they just have great players on every position. And, you know, Wisconsin, they're underseeded, but I mean, there's a reason they lost a lot of games late in the season. Went on that losing streak. You know, they're good, but I think it's going to take a lot to beat Arizona, and I just don't see it happening. They're going to advance to the national championship.
All right, and then Kansas or North Carolina.
I got Kansas.
Kansas.
Yeah, I mean,
they dominated this weekend.
I was really impressed with what I saw against the Kansas-Michigan State game, so I'm going to roll with the Jayhawks. You know, North Carolina's very good, too. It'll be a great game, but Frank Mason, best point guard in the nation, I think that's enough to, you know, I think it's going to come down to point guards in this game. And you have Frank Mason against Nate Britt. Gotta go Mason.
Okay. And then who wins the championship?
I'm going to go Arizona.
Arizona. A
yeah,
home
I think
championship.
Arizona wins the national championship.
In Arizona.
Year, sophomore on that team. Very good player. Probably going to go to the NBA next year. I think he's a lottery pick. And Arizona, even without Trier early in the season, for he was, I don't think he was suspended, but he couldn't play for whatever reason. It was an injury, I think it was something else. But anyway, you know, they were really good without Trier. And having Trier back, you know, is going to be huge. I think they won the Pac-12 tournament. Look out. Arizona's hot, and I think that they win the national championship over Kansas.
All right. I think they have the easiest path to, like,
yeah, yeah,
the one seed in their region isn't as good as the one seeds in the other region. Although,
that's a very
Villanova's already gone.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you look at Kansas, like they have to get through Michigan State, they have to get through Purdue, they have to get through Michigan, all those Big Ten teams which are battle tested.
Yeah.
In Arizona, they have to get through what, St. Mary's, you know, played in the WAC conference, Xavier, you know, West Virginia, Wisconsin, you know, the path is definitely right to get there. And like you said, you know, easiest path means you're going to be less tired. Kansas, after having to play through that gauntlet, I think is going to be tired.
They're in San Jose. So they go Salt Lake City, San Jose, and then the national championship is in, I mean, it says Phoenix, but
yeah,
I think they mean Glendale.
That's a home game,
in
Arizona.
I mean, it's in Arizona.
Tucson's just 2 hours away.
Yeah. So I'm going to go through my bracket now. Sasquatch, we didn't differ all that much, to be honest. Well, really not hardly at all. So, I have Wisconsin, I have Baylor, I have West Virginia, I have Arizona, just like you do. Again, I think Arizona's going to roll. I think South Carolina, I think their Magic Carpet Ride comes to an end. I just don't see it. And then I have, let's go on the other side. I have Kansas, because Kansas has been dominating. I have Oregon. Kind of feeling Oregon still.
Okay.
So I have Oregon. And then I also have North Carolina, UCLA.
Right, so we share 7 of the 8.
Yeah.
8 at least.
Yeah. Yeah. So then my final four, I have Wisconsin and Arizona. Arizona beating West Virginia. I didn't talk about that. So West Virginia is going to beat Gonzaga. Like I said last week, like I've been saying all bracket season, the hard part is deciding when is Gonzaga going to bow out well before they should. And that'll be this week. That game is March 23rd. Oh, it's tonight. So, yeah, that'll be the end of that. They're done. So, my final four, let's go over to the other side. I have Kansas beating Oregon. Kansas, again, just dominant. And then I'm going to stick with what I had before. I have UCLA over North Carolina. I think North Carolina is incredibly inconsistent. Right? Like, they're incredibly talented, incredibly well-coached, but they're just inconsistent, right? Like,
that's fair.
They can't.
That's fair.
They lost to Duke twice this season. They lost to Georgia Tech. Right?
Yeah.
You can't do that if you expect to win the national championship. You can't lose to Georgia Tech. That's not a good look. So, that's what I say for the college football playoff, that Final Four and this Final Four. If you lose to Georgia Tech, you shouldn't go. You just shouldn't. My four, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas, UCLA. I have Arizona over Wisconsin. I'm just kind of blindly picking them, I guess, because I haven't seen them. But like you said, they'll be rested and they'll be playing at home essentially. Like I'm sure
Phoenix.
It's in Phoenix, and that's not all that close to Tucson, but it's not as far as Wisconsin is.
Well, I mean, still, you also have, like, all the Arizona alumni.
Right. They have to live somewhere.
I mean,
that's a huge state school.
Arizona State in Tempe, it's still a home game for Arizona.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I have Kansas beating UCLA. Again, Kansas was dominant.
Yep. All right, so we should do the same national championship.
Yeah, but I have Kansas winning. Stick with the Jayhawks, like from last week.
All right.
But, yeah, that's... I guess because there's so few games, like, it's much easier to have very similar stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Whatever 2 raised to the 15 power is... Rather than 63.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, cool.
So, yeah, that's it. I'm definitely looking forward to this UCLA Kentucky, and then
UCLA
North Carolina.
Kansas Purdue is going to be a good game too.
Yeah, like, and especially at this point in the tournament, most of the double digit seeds are all gone at this point.
Yeah.
Usually, like. You know, you get a Florida Gulf Coast or somebody will beat some big school, but then they diddly go out before this weekend.
Yeah.
And if they do make it to this weekend, they certainly don't make it to the next weekend for the Final Four, except for George Mason. Weren't they? They were 13 that year?
They were 11, and they made the Final Four in 2006.
Okay. Did they beat Georgetown? They had to beat Georgetown on the way there, right?
They beat UConn. They beat a very good UConn team in the regional final in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
A home game for Georgetown.
Yeah, and on Georgetown's floor, but not,
yeah,
not
on
against
Georgetown's floor.
Georgetown.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, VCU made the final. VCU is interesting because they played
in that first
four. Yeah.
And
so
made it
to
the title game.
Extra game, and they still made the final.
They were the first team to win 6 games in the tournament and not win the tournament.
Yeah, but the thing is, and I think Wichita State in 2013, they were an 11-2, and they made a Final Four.
Okay.
So that was pretty impressive.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
it was a good bracket, good tournament so far, a lot of great games, looking forward to it, looking forward to the Big Ten basketball next year. Just want to say a quick thing about that real quick.
Aren't they playing the Big Ten tournament at Madison Square Garden a week early?
Yeah, I like the idea of playing in New York, but I don't like the idea of playing a week early. I mean, then what are you going to do for the week off? I mean,
play another tournament,
though. Yeah, I just don't think that's good for teams going into the tournament.
Just have it
in Brooklyn if you badly want to have it.
I honestly don't think they care about whether it's good for the teams going into the tournament. They just want some New York City eyeballs on the tournament to make lots of money.
They want the money.
Right. Like, all these decisions are made based on money.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if they double the tournament field to 128, they double the amount of money they make. And, you know, just think of that emoji with the dollar signs for eyeballs. That's what the NCAA is looking like. That's what they do. That's their move. Yeah.
But anyway, just going back to the Big Ten next year, it's going to be fun. I love watching Big Ten games. I watch at least during conference play, I watch like 3 or 4 games a week that are not Maryland.
Wow.
And the Big Ten, they're going to have a lot of good teams next year. Maybe, again, not top-heavy, but, you know, like, Maryland's going to be there regardless of,
they'll be there.
If
Trimble leaves, they'll still be up there. I think they will.
We'll see.
They might not be
Minnesota.
The top team, but they'll be up there.
All right. Minnesota, Northwestern, they're obviously going to be very good next year. Purdue's still going to be really good. Isaac Haas is coming back, so that's going to help. You know, teams like Michigan State, they reload, will be there. Michigan will be there. Penn State, I think, could be a really good team, too. And even Illinois, they had a great hire with Brad Underwood, and I think they were still able to keep, like, their top recruit, Jeremiah Tillman. So Illinois could do very well.
Oh, boy.
We'll see what happens with Indiana. They still need to find a coach.
I don't think that's that good of a job to have. Like, that's so much pressure. Like, Indiana thinks they're the best school for basketball,
well,
but, like, I don't want to go to Bloomington, Indiana. It's cold in the middle of nowhere.
Well, here's the thing about Bloomington, which I think makes it a very good job. You got the tradition. You got the fan base.
Those are usually bad things, though, the tradition. You
have
to live up to that standard.
You also have the recruiting. Like, Indiana is a hotbed for basketball recruiting. You have excellent facilities and...
that ugly arena that they play in.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's a pretty nice... It's a hallowed ground.
That doesn't make it not ugly looking.
I mean, Cameron Indoors is kind of ugly looking.
I mean, that place looks like a, I don't know, like it's, like the type of place where it'd be rainy all the time. Like, it's just grayish. That's the color of every building on Virginia Tech's campus. Just grayish, bland, just cloudy.
Yeah. I'm excited for the Big Ten next year, but we got a couple... good games this weekend, and hopefully some Final Four games as well. So it's
hopefully
gonna
the Final Four is going to happen.
Yeah.
Right. Like it just.
Well, I mean, hopefully some good games.
Oh yeah, hoping for good games like that. Was people keep mentioning that Wisconsin Kentucky game a few years ago.
Oh yeah, that was good. I mean, that game was great because of just the whole background behind it. Yeah.
Kentucky undefeated.
Oh, Kentucky. Yeah, and you had a great Wisconsin team. Like, Wisconsin team was very good with a lot of likable guys like Frank Kaminsky, Sam Decker, Nigel Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
And having
talking about the stenographer.
Yeah, the stenographer, having them talk about Super Smash Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the best Super Smash Brothers player? All those guys. Well, those guys were good characters.
I enjoyed that too.
Yeah. But yeah, it should be fun.
Okay. Sounds good. I will try to tune in. No more World Baseball Classic this week. So
all right.
I will
good
try
games
to.
Tonight if you're not doing anything.
I mean, there's no World Baseball Classic, so
yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
I'll have the TV on. So yeah, I think that'll wrap up this week's show.
All right.
Hope to have a new show for y'all next week. Looking to talk some baseball next week. Almost time for baseball. Check out the show at Podomatic.com, Podomatic app, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Google Play Music. Like the Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter at AshBackwardsPod. Email me at EvanPodcast15@gmail.com. Check out the show on YouTube. Say this every show. I appreciate all the feedback. Definitely appreciate all the feedback. So people, every now and then I'll hear from somebody who listened and they'll talk about it or say something. So definitely appreciate
nice.
That. Yeah. So for Saswat and Mistra, I'm Evan Ash, and this has been the Ash Backwards Podcast. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you all next week. See ya.
Enjoy the weekend.